Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we're obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are. Because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest. Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together.
Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, my witchy poo. How are you on this really lovely yet frigid day? Because it's cold as hell here. I said hell would be cold.
I wish you guys could see my wrapped up elf. She's got layers and layers on.
I do.
She's got fuzzies on.
Well, and I have a headband on.
Her headband's on.
Well, I haven't dried my hair in 9 months, nor has it been cut. I know that my wife is able to do this because we've talked about it. We used to have backyard beauty shop when we lived in Sherman Oaks, and she would make me text her to make an appointment for the backyard beauty shop for her to actually trim my hair. But I've decided... And I decided this morning, big day. I decided I'm not going to cut my hair until a year anniversary of the last time I got it cut. So I can say in my life, I did not cut my hair for a year, like a hippie.
Okay. When would that year be? We want to make sure we celebrate.
It's going to be January.
In January? So
there's not much longer to go. But okay. Look, you guys can't see it, but Brenda can. Yeah. I mean, all I got is hair.
Oh,
I mean, it's
gosh.
Going down. It's long.
I know. Margaret's like losing her mind.
You brought my mom into it already.
You brought your mom into it.
I did?
Yeah. When you pulled it over, she came in. She thought, look at that.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. Oh, shit. Great. Okay. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the other side.
Welcome to the other side of crazy. So today, we're going to do a quick housekeeping note.
Okay.
Because by the time this airs, our e-store will be open.
Yay! So excited. Go to insidersguidetotheotherside.com and click on the shop tab. This is amazing.
And it only took me about a year to do this because it's not my gift.
You have so many gifts.
I know, but it's not this. But it has taken me a long time. But we finally made it. I actually went to the post office yesterday. Which you know,
contaminated a place.
No, I did. Like, I mean, I pretty much put saran wrap over my whole body to go. I was wearing a body condom to go into the post office because that's how important this e-store was. I had to get certain size boxes for y'all. But anyway, it's very exciting. It, you know, in there, you'll be able to find all the things that we love. And also, I think what's so important about why we are doing this is that it's about you guys being able in us offering to you these things that you can't find anywhere else.
So I also think it's important that people understand, you know, back in the day when we talked about doing this podcast or creating it and what it would be like, this was part of our vision because we want to share our favorite things and enable you to be able to access the things we're doing and playing with and making sure you had these high quality items. So this was always part of the vision.
Honestly, stuff you can't get anyplace else, though. Because I'll tell you, you know, we have this magical black tourmaline from Kathmandu.
It's amazing.
Like, right?
Like, look, black tourmaline's great out of the box, like anytime. It's all good. And this is such a different experience. It's beautiful. It's really beautiful.
It's exquisite. And if I'm not mistaken, I think we're the only ones in the United States that have it. So, I think we are. I mean, because I go back and forth.
And protection bowls. I mean, come on. This is stuff you guys got to have.
Right. Well, it's also stuff, again, not offered by other places. And we do have some selenite items that we're going to offer you guys, even though you could probably find them other places. We just love selenite so much. And because we talk so much about clearing and protecting in general,
that we wanted you to have those. Keeping your vibe high. Selenite does it, hands down.
I know. I love selenite. Also, Brenda will have your tarot deck and also your meditation series that'll be easy for people to navigate. So
one-stop shopping.
Yeah, it is. We hope it's great for you guys. We'll be having discounts for you, for listeners. In fact, I hate to say it, but I'm going to say it right now. It's like if you type in ELF under a promo code, you'll get 15% off. I just kind of made that shit up. I'll have to make sure that Deanne can actually program that. If she can't, you'll just see the 15% off. But I just thought, you know, I think this is kind of funny. It's a very easy code to remember.
It's a good code.
Right? It's a lot shorter than Witchy Poo, although they probably remember that before they remember Elf. But anyway, that is our housekeeping. So now on with the show. And you know my Witchy Poo. I'm very much a woman of faith, of belief.
But sometimes.
Well, it's less bit of like a but and more of an and. And by but, I say B-U-T-T. which, it's that 14-year-old boy in me. Would you know that I must have actually crossed over, jumped when I was like in a male body, and I must have been 14 years old, and I've just like stayed with that all these, you know, lifetimes. But so faith is, you know, listen, having faith is fantastic, and faith with some science is actually spectacular.
Well, I know that is when you are in your sweet spot. So what have you been doing, my elf? Tell me, what are you digging into?
You guys have to know that Brenda's been really, really busy during the pandemic. So that's she's true. Left me sometimes to my own devices. And this is what happens is that you get an episode that's called H2 Whoa. Because I've done lots of research about water.
Nerdy elf. I love nerdy elf. Always very entertained by a nerdy elf. Okay.
But tell us what you're doing. Well, here's the funny thing. I got so entrenched in which the only thing that comes to my head is trench coat and rain and water. I'm so sorry. Like, I'm now telling you what's going through my head. But I got so entrenched in this idea, and it was weirdly, it was because of you.
You're going to blame this on me.
I am blaming it on you.
So why don't bring me up to speed? What happened?
Well, this has been a long time ago.
Okay.
But do you remember when you sent me a water charging coaster? It was like that little...
Yeah.
So, and you
said... 100 years ago.
I know, it was a long time ago. See, these are things that I remember,
I don't think
right?
we've even mentioned it since then.
I know. And I used to keep it. I used to put my water on it at my desk at work. And you used to say, you know, this will charge your water. And yeah. I will confess, there have been times when I wanted to ask why for certain things, but I didn't want to seem like a dummy. So I've held things in and I wanted to find answers. And so this is one of those Julie doesn't want to be a dummy episodes that I had to go in and do some research.
Well, first of all, you love to do research. And no, I don't judge you. Yes, I usually laugh, but that's because you're entertaining. It's not a judgment. I'm laughing with you, not at you. So that's our...
Oh my God, I'm coughing because I'm laughing so hard. I'm trying not to.
You need water.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay, now here we go with the... Now we're going to flow with the water jokes.
Okay, so tell me about your obsession. Tell me what you do. What you do, Elf?
Yeah, so, you know, I didn't understand why, you know, this whole idea about charging water. I didn't get it. And so through a tremendous amount of reading is that I learned that water has a consciousness, that it can shapeshift. It can react to our thoughts and our words. And then when I started reading this and started reading these studies, I was like, well, come on. That is some magic shit right there.
It's so real.
Right?
It's so real. And, you know, of course, this all came out of Dr. Emoto's work, right, in Japan, where he did these experiments with water and photographing water in these different ways. And then he put the pictures up in subway, like subway pictures, and exposed the whole world to it and literally changed how people saw water and engaged in water. It was such an exciting breakthrough.
This guy is my hero because what he did, and just having the idea because... And here's the thing. I'm just going to go back for a second. Why didn't you tell me this shit 100 years ago?
Well, because I thought everybody knew about it.
No. Everybody doesn't know about it. No. Everybody at home or whatever, raise your hand if you knew about it. Yeah, I see about 6 hands go up.
No, they- Are you counting all 4 Suki paws? Is that what you're doing?
Yes, I am. I'm counting Suki. So let's get down to business here. Is that for our listeners? So for those other... thousands that have not heard of this, let me tell you what I learned. For one is, I love Dr. Emoto's name because I want that name. If I were to change my last name, it would be Emoto. It's so fantastic. It's like
it's
emo.
A
it's a great name. So he started, you know, experiments with water because he wanted to help cure disease. Like, that was his intention. So he began to observe what he called the crystal structure of water, because he started looking at, I mean, what I love about him is that he was inspired by crystals and with crystal structures. And so he wanted to see what kind of a crystal-like structure that water had.
He was such a smarty pants, right? Yeah.
I mean,
really made a lot of connections and just observing and really, yeah.
Right. And connecting things, right? Yeah. Connecting things that had not been connected before.
Right.
And because he really believed that there would be, and I have a feeling that when he started to look at water when it was frozen, hence called ice, you start seeing these like snowflake type of structures on it, right? So if you look at your ice, look closely at it. Even if you don't have a microscope, I don't think you need one to see, I think, what inspired him. So that's when he started collecting and observing various samples. So the first one he looked at, he's like, well, let me look at it like a polluted river. And so when he took a sample from this polluted river and he looked under his microscope, what he saw was a distorted structure, and that was asymmetrical, right? So it wasn't
it was out of balance.
It was out of balance, exactly.
Right.
Then he looked at a clean stream and started to see more symmetrical. He also saw bright colors in the middle of the structure, which I think is super cool.
Right? I know.
Then he went to the Fujiwara Dam, actually, where the Buddhist priests pray. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to look at the water before a prayer, and then he looked at it post a prayer. And when he looked at it before the prayer, he saw actually no clear symmetrical structures. But then when he looked at it post prayer, he saw clean, symmetrical, and beautiful geometric structures, right? So we see where he's going here. And that's just from, you know, from praying thoughts over water. It's not like somebody added something to the water. What they added was the vibration of prayer. So that's, I mean, it wasn't a physical thing that was added. It was thought.
It was the vibration of prayer. And what we know in humans, right, is that you can raise your frequency with prayer and meditation, right? Prayer will raise it by 10 megahertz. Meditation will raise it even more.
And this is another kind of proof. Right,
yeah. And so it's just, this is another cut of that kind of data, like the power of prayer, of this sacred engagement.
Right.
It's measurable. It's real, people.
Oh, it is so incredible. Because then what he did is that he wanted to have what he called a negative sample, which is, you know, somewhat like, I guess, the clean stream water.
Polluted river, you mean?
Well, no, he took the clean stream water.
Oh.
But then what he wanted to do was he wanted to put emotion into the water to see what it would look like. So he used, you know, phrases and language like, I hate you, you disgust me. And then he looked at the water immediately after, kind of infusing, you know, negative ideas into the water. And as you guys could imagine, what he found was deformed, wholly dissolved in uneven formations.
Right.
That's negative, guys. That's what negative energy does. Right. Then the positive.
So log off of Twitter right now.
Well, actually, that's a good point. I should just delete my account. I've been on fire lately. And I noticed it last night. So then he did one that with like positive affirmations. So things like love and gratitude and peace. Mm-hmm. Same, by the way, sample of water, right? I mean, same from the same body of water. Mm-hmm. And what he found was these beautiful crystal-like structures from positivity, folks.
And it's so amazing, because when we think, you know, we are made of a lot of water, and think about our engagement throughout the day. Think about when you get that sweet text, or you know, a beautiful email affirming your work or whatever it is. And think about when, you know, you blast off some information to someone, you know, like, think of how that lands and what that's creating in the world. It's so real and it's so measurable.
Log off of Twitter.
His work was absolutely breakthrough.
He did, and he even went further with music, because he took like classical music, like Mozart, and what he found with that was the hexagonal symmetrical structure So it actually had a different structure than some of this other crystalline, but like classical music gave it a different structure.
And this has been, you know, proven with classical music so in so many different studies, like how it organizes our thoughts. Baby Mozart, like that kind of work came out of the same, not the same work that as he did, but affirming this, it makes sense to our being. It makes sense to that which is alive, which is water. Right,
because water is so alive. And then he did it with, heavy metal. And I'm sorry to heavy metal fans that the structure came to be deformed and distorted. So, I mean, that's just, you know, there's the polar, I think, if you've thought about music, you would say on one hand would be classical, on the other hand would be heavy metal. It's fine if you're a heavy metal fan, folks. Just be kind to yourself after you listen to it to get that back.
Infuse a lot of love.
Infuse a lot of love, exactly.
And we'll be right back with more amazing results from this eye-opening, heart-opening, inspiring work.
What do millions of Americans and three former U.S. presidents have in common, Brenda?
They all agree that Boll & Branch sheets are the softest, most comfortable, pure, organic cotton sheets on earth.
Boll & Branch cotton is rain-fed, pesticide-free, and carries the highest organic certification. That's why it's so soft. Because they work with family-owned mills all over the world to expertly weave every set of Boll & Branch sheets with the highest level of craftsmanship. It's quality you could feel the moment you open the box.
For the first time in my life, these sheets leave the bed, go into the washer, come right back on the bed.
And since they sell direct to you, Boll & Branch sheets start at just $160.
They're $1,000 worth of quality for a fraction of the price.
Plus, you can sleep on them for a month risk-free.
Right now, you get $50 off any sheet set at bollandbranch.com. Promo code INSIDER, B-O-L-L, and branch.com. Promo code INSIDER for $50 off. Bollandbranch.com. Promo code INSIDER. Restrictions may apply. See bollandbranch.com for details.
If there's one thing our kids want this year, it's an amazing holiday season. They want to feel connected, that fun, laughter that they've lacked in 2020 so that they're hopeful and charged up for 2021. This is why it's so important that you gift them Literati Kids.
Exactly. Literati Kids is a subscription book club that sends five amazing books to your door every month for your kid, handpicked. And every month, in addition to these five books, which have a variety of themes to choose from, mystery and adventure, STEM and history, you'll get these treats of world-renowned artists' artwork, personal stickers, and other fun goodies to keep your kids engaged.
So go to literati.com/otherside for 25% off your first two orders and pick your kids' book club gift today. Remember, no one else has kids' book clubs like these. Only at Literati, literati.com/otherside can you get 25% off your first two orders and receive five incredible kids' books curated by experts delivered to your door every month. That's Literati, literati.com/otherside. Make your little one's holiday season unforgettable this year. Okay, everybody, we are back talking about Dr. Emoto and H2O.
And his book, which is actually a very small book. It's very short, but so it is a woe experience. And which is different than a woke experience, but related.
Oh my hip witch. I'm changing your name to Hip Witch today.
But it's called The Secret of Water is the name of his book. And it's really highly recommended. And one of my favorite experiments that he did was with, of course, essential oils.
And didn't we just talk about that?
Yeah, I know. Flashback. Isn't that funny? And specifically the floral oils. And in one case, a drop of oil was added to the water. And then when he did the crystallization process, he found that the crystalline structure of the water when it was frozen resembled that of the flower. And it's just like, come on. This
Isn't that
is so
crazy?
It's so amazing. It was beautiful. Yeah, really good.
You know, and this, so all these pieces start coming together for me as I'm kind of like diving into this deeper and deeper, because I finally understood why I was told when you add drops of holy water, and by the way, not the holy water that I bought on Etsy years ago, but like real holy water.
It may have been. We don't know. But that's the problem. You don't know.
You don't know with the Etsy holy water. But when I was told you add drops of holy water to a larger body of water, that it all becomes holy.
Yeah.
And not that this isn't enough, because it is in my book enough, but I think what we need to talk about is also Zam Zam. Anybody talk. Know what Zamzam is?
Because
I didn't know.
Zamzam. Talk about it. Talk.
Hashtag Zamzam. So Zamzam is not a candy bar layered with peanut butter and peanuts. Because isn't there one called... Does this sound like a candy bar? But does it sound like a candy bar? Because there's a Zag Nut. I think is why I'm thinking Zamzam sounds like a candy bar.
Yeah, I think that's a big stretch, Mal.
Is it?
Yeah,
is it because I've been on keto too long? Is that why I'm starting to have thoughts of like sugary snacks or something? But anyway, Zamzam is the holy water of the followers of the Prophet Muhammad.
Right.
And Zamzam is located in Mecca, which is the holiest place in Islam.
That's exactly right. And it said that Zamzam water was originated thousands of years when Ishmael, the son of Hagar and Abraham, were crying of thirst in the desert. It's believed that the spring of the water appeared as a token of love for Ishmael from God. It was a blessing, right?
And it's been
flowing nonstop for thousands of years and not once dried up because love is never dies, right? So,
oh my gosh, I have goosebumps all over my body from that.
So beautiful.
So this water is actually immune to any outside sources. So, you know, these other experiments that he did, you know, he was showing us how they would shift and change, whether it was a dirty stream, whether there was emotion, music, whatever it may be. Not the case with this, which I think is really interesting.
Right. When it's from the divine source.
Because it is, right?
Yeah.
And what's also I thought was fascinating is that this water actually doesn't freeze. It won't hold up. I think it gets cold and it gets to like a certain place, but this water doesn't freeze. So what Dr. Emoto found was an overlapping twin structure. I can't even believe I'm saying this. It sounds like I'm trying to act like a scientist. I'm gonna start again. What Dr. Emoto found was an, because I have this shit written down, was an, because I want you guys to know, an
nerdy
overlapping,
elf.
was an overlapping twin structure that he had never seen. And what's crazy as fuck, though, is that he played the verses of the Holy Quran and the crystal structure replicated in the shape of Mecca. That is the only thing that he did that would change the structure. But it changed to the shape of Mecca.
Now I have chills everywhere.
Come on.
Oh, come on. That's amazing.
Right?
That's amazing.
And then he also found that each name of Allah, which is how they say God, in the Muslim faith, produced a different yet beautiful structure. So it's like anything that was related to, I think, the Prophet Muhammad is the only thing that could really change that water.
It's just so amazing. It's so amazing. And how inspiring to have this pure source of water. I guess I'd be pure like that too if people prayed over me for thousands of years.
I think we should all pray over Brenda.
I think so too.
I think we should.
So as you did this research, my sweet nerdy elf, you know, like, how did this impact you? How did this change? What did it mean to you? What did it mean to you? And I'm so sorry that I sent you this thing and didn't give you any context.
You gave me no context, but look, it made for a really great episode of something that we can share with our listeners, which I love, because sometimes I feel like a little kid when I learn this stuff. In fact, I feel like such a little kid, I have to go, whoa, which is why, again, we called episode H2, whoa. But I, you know, to me, it means a lot of different things. I think that, you know, I think about all these different intersections that we have with water, whether it's from the water that we drink, and you had mentioned about staying hydrated, or I'm a big bath girl. I mean, yeah, I'm like five times a week these days. And so I think about the baths that we take and being surrounded by water. I think about our own bodies, which you had mentioned before. You know, we're made up of, as adults, 60% water. I think also about the Earth's surface, which is made up, I think, of roughly 71% water. So these are the things. It's like, it's so big. And
right.
And it's so, you know, if you didn't think that it was important what your thoughts were, guess what? It is.
Right. Get off Twitter.
Get off Twitter. I know. I think you're telling me that because I really do.
And what I also love, right, we're always talking and, you know, sharing stories and examples of things that you can do to empower yourself to, you know, not only create a better connection with the other side, which is always, hopefully, about keeping your vibe high, right? You can connect with the other side on a low vibration, not recommended, right? But these are things that we can actually do for ourselves that are easy. How much time, how many of you are drinking, you know, enough water a day, probably not enough, but enough that you can now bless your water. You can get that vibration higher. It's really exciting. So I'm so glad we're sharing this story.
Yeah, me too. Because I think that when I think about now, which is so different than I used to think about it before, even when I had that charger that you gave me, just that importance of being so present, you know, and that importance of thinking more thoroughly about what you're putting into your body and what the vibration is that you're wanting to hold regularly, you know, and right. I think that is what is so powerful about this. But I do have, actually, I have a question, but I'm going to ask you another question before my other question. That sounded really weird.
Give me a pre-question.
But probably on brand. can you give folks some examples of how to charge their water? Because I would call you an expert on this. I would call me not one.
Well, absolutely we can. After this break.
Oh, gosh. Cliffhanger.
We'll be right back.
Hey there, it's Leanne Rimes. You know, these days it's pretty easy to feel way too overwhelmed and disconnected, not only from each other, but ourselves. My new podcast, Holy Human, focuses on living our best, fullest lives by expanding into our most complete and whole selves. I'd love you to join me as I sit down with people who I've found to be some of the world's most inspiring and enlightening motivators, healers, and wise souls. Together, we'll make more sense of this crazy existence we all share, ourselves and each other. Listen and follow Holy Human with me, Leanne Rimes, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Street Politicians is a show for the people. I am Tamika D. Mallory, the one who is always right.
And I'm my son, the one who is never wrong.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community.
We might not always agree, we might not always be right, we're not gonna always be wrong, but we're gonna always be authentic.
If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, then listen to Street Politicians on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Okay, everybody, we are back, and Brenda totally made us, like, wait for her answer. But I will I'll ask the question again about, can you tell us ways, my hippie witchy poo, that my hip witch, that hip witch. Okay, anyway, I'm not going to say everything that comes to my mind. But how can we charge our water? How can we take care of ourselves like this?
Well, you know, simplest is best because you'll do it. That's how I think, right? So you can actually just write down whatever frequency you're wanting to embody. Write it down and put your glass of water on top of it, right? So your water is literally over these words. Or you can take a piece of paper and put the word on, you know, just tape it to the side of the glass and do it that way. Also, there, when this book came out, it was very popular to have, I don't even know if it's still available, but glasses that had the crystalline form of love, of peace, of health, of harmony. Have these crystalline etched into the glass so you could pour yourself a glass of water and let it sit and steep like tea. That, you know, steep that water and infuse it with whatever was on the glass. It was so beautiful. You know, I gave Ruben and Jim a set of these glasses. I don't think they knew what they were.
I didn't get a set.
Well, it was a while ago.
Damn it. Ruben and Jim, gay husbands.
But this is, you know, that's how easy it is. It doesn't have to be more than that. And again, I think easiest is best. So just write it down. Of course, when I'm doing intentional things and infusing the energy, I always prefer to work with the color red because it is the most dense, right? It's, red is the slowest frequency, so it's the most dense. And so I'd like to put right in red and then draw a circle around it and then put the glass right on top of it. That's what I like to do. Super easy.
Why don't you want to use a higher vibration color?
Because I want to embody it.
That's right.
So when you're looking to embody something, you want to use something that is a frequency that is the most physical, which would be red.
Right. Because just everybody knows red is the color of our first chakra.
That's what I say is the easiest. You can order the glasses, or you can even order thermoses and things like that with these words or symbols etched into them too, which is very fun. But again, keep it simple, keep it accessible. Piece of paper, red Sharpie, you're good to go.
Did you ever see the movie The Jerk? It was like in the 70s.
Steve Martin?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of it.
There's a part of it, and he has this little song that is, I'm bringing home a thermos for you. It's not an ordinary thermos for you. See, now I can't help myself. I'm now saying everything that's going through my head, through my tiny brain today. Everybody's getting all of my thoughts. And Steve Martin singing, I'm bringing home a thermos to you, when you said, on the thermos.
On the thermos, there you go. Very true.
The other thing I will tell you that I like to do, and I like to do this regularly because it is a very humbling thing for me, which I think I need regularly, is I thank God, actually, people can say what they want, universe, higher power, for giving me another day. And that is the energy that I want to put into what I'm putting into my body. It's like, thank you for giving me another day. So I have gratitude.
So gratitude. That goes into mine. Yeah. And so that's another one of his sacred symbols, right? Appreciation and gratitude are beautiful crystalline forms, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, without a doubt.
So here's my other question that I wanted to ask before that last question.
What is it? Tell me your post question.
We could be better organized, folks, but we're not. Actually, I'm not. So here's...
I'm just
here's,
responding.
Here's question number two. Okay, since our bodies are made up, at least as adults, of 60% water, does this kind of explain things like empathy? Or it also, it's in our brain, so like, because of water in our brain, right? Like, how does that affect our brain power?
Water on the brain is something else.
Water on the brain is a very different thing.
Yes.
You know, and you hear of people who are dead set and headstrong, you know, to accomplish something, like, frankly, a brain injury victim, and they succeed because they are able to rewire things, you know? Do you think water is a factor in all this? Like, do you think that it has like that kind of power?
Water has a lot of power, right? Just like anything else you infuse, right? It has a lot of power. So you asked a lot. That's a lot of...
It's a lot of question,
that's a,
right?
That's a broad question.
So say whatever the hell you want to.
There's like 10 questions in there. But this is what I think about, right? When we're born with a lot more water. Like, it's closer to 80% water when these babies come out, and you know they're so squishy and soft. And,
water that makes them squishy?
Well, you know, their skin is so supple, right? And like, you know, and they just came out of, you know, cooking in embryonic fluid, like water, right? Fluids. So for 9 months, and they come out and they're, you know, all dewy and beautiful and perfect. And so their ability to soak up is really strong, which is, again, why you would never want to argue in front of a baby, right? Because they literally just soak that all up with all that water. And if we're lucky and we die of natural causes and we live a naturally long life, we tend to be closer to 50% water, right? So we deplete, you know, get depleted a lot. So really, people hydrate more than you think you need to. Not too much, because you can hydrate too much, but hydrate more than you think can really help us keep our vibrancy up, our potency, our hydratedness. And basically, when you think about empathy in this specific way, so I'll address that one question, we're talking about a vibrational theory, right? So think of it this way. Empathy is when you feel for someone else. You feel what they are feeling. And if you take two violins and you put them next to each other, and you're not playing them, but they're sitting next to each other, and if you, you know, plucked a G string on one violin.
Wait, I'm sorry. Are we talking about a stripper pole or are we talking about water? Because you just said G string.
Okay. A string. We'll go with the A string on the violin. Oh my God, my elf is on fire today.
It was my keto peanut butter and jelly sandwich I had before we started recording.
I can just hear people coming at us in social media. It's called Porn Brenda.
It's called Porn Brenda.
They're just going to come at me again.
A G-string. It's called the stripper pole.
Exactly.
Brenda.
New hashtag. We love hearing from you. Really, we do. You guys,
oh my
you guys
God,
are
you guys make my day.
So my point, back to my little example, if you have two violins next to each other and you pluck an A string on one violin, that frequency goes out and hits the A string on the second violin. And so that starts vibrating just a little bit. And it's not going to, the sound isn't going to be as loud as the one you touched, right? But it's going to hit that A string and activate it in this way. That's what happens because water carries currency. So in humans, when we emote, right? When we emote, when we have an emotion and we are vibrating that out, it hits another. And literally the heart, like the, you know, it has blood in it, right? Not just water, but right, it has blood in it. That's the fluid that goes into the heart chakra that, you know, will help you pick up on this. And for our empaths out there, oftentimes they don't even know where that, they know, oh, I'm really sad or I'm really excited or I'm kind of anxious. They don't know where it came from, but they know what they feel. And so, yeah, that can be a form of empathy. It's kind of intense, but that can happen as well. And so, again, we talk about keeping your vibe high and being accountable and responsible for how you move through the world. You can move through the world blessing people. You can move through the world being cranky pants, but it gets transmitted pretty quickly.
And it certainly gets transmitted through water.
Definitely, definitely, right? Because we're all this water.
Yeah, this is so incredible to me. Yeah. So actually, Bryn, why don't you give us, because you're always so much better than this than I am.
I don't know about that.
About where you are.
G-string, come on. I didn't even hear that.
So that was amazing. But what of this, when you think about, you know, this whole H2O, what do you think is incredibly important for folks to remember?
I mean, first of all, you can't give away what you don't have. That's what I'd say when you think about water. Because you can't vibrate compassion and kindness, to say nothing of love and healing, which are even higher than those things, if you don't have it yourself. So when you hydrate, think like, I'm giving myself love. I'm taking care of myself so that I can move through the world in a high frequency. I can take care of my own backyard, which means I can be of benefit as I move through the world and bless others. And not only your neighbors, but the planet, the plants you look at, the trees you drive by, we're all connected with water. Like, we really are connected through this element. You know, in all cases, when you are hard on yourself or you're flogging yourself or you can't let something go, you're undoing any good intentions you have. So, like, be good to yourself. You cannot give away what you don't have. So cultivate that within yourself, not in a selfish way, but truly in an accountable, responsible, self-honoring, and intentional to bring that out into the world. It's a great example and a role model and possibly an inspiration to others you don't know. And because each one of you are more powerful than you ever imagine in this way.
Oh, my God. I'm wiping tears from my face. I think that was incredible because it's, you know, these are the things that, you know, when we first started talking about doing this podcast, it was about, we want to help people thrive and not just survive. And this is one of those things, I think, that is about thriving. Even though we need water for survival, but you can actually flip the survival to thriving.
Right. And just that little intention, just that little writing, that little note card. It can literally be like an old school recipe card. Put it down.
Right. Know, like. And something that just popped into my head. Don't be afraid. It's pretty good. Is because normally you should be afraid. Is, you know, those that, you know, eat meals together and you have water at the table, mm-hmm. you know, have some rules. There's no fighting at this table. Mm-hmm. You know, because we are not going to charge what we are putting into our body with negative energy.
Right.
You know, just some rules. And it might help. So there's some, and also you guys tell us how, you know, you guys tell us how how you either are using this or want to use this or different shifts and changes you've made in your life. And we would love to share it with everybody.
And you can even make it like an art project with kids. Let's make different coasters.
Oh my God, that's a great idea.
Laminate them and let it be fun.
Because that's what you gave me. It was a laminated one. Yeah.
It's easy. It's fun.
Yeah, I love that. I think
and that's it's real and it's powerful. And you can get online and see the pictures. Just be so inspired. Be so inspired in how connected we are with water. And it's just a huge blessing available to all of us.
Right. And again, we need it to survive, so you might as well use it to thrive.
Remember, art school is hard.
Without water, on the other side. Thanks, everybody. And thank you, my hip witch.
Thank you, my nerdy elf. Yay.
Bye, everybody. Bye. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye. Thanks for joining us, everyone. And a special thanks to our producer, Maya Cole, who guides us while we guide you.
Hit us up on Instagram at OtherSideGuides or shoot us a note at OtherSideGuides@iHeartRadio.com. And you can even call us at 833-22-GUIDE to leave us a message.
We want to know what you think. We want to know what you know. And we want to hear your stories.
And remember,
Earth School is hard
without the other side. Insider's Guide to the Other Side is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.